Legislators in Taiwan yesterday approved a controversial bill that allows the Taiwanese people to decide key issues through nationwide referenda. The bill already is having an impact on relations with China, which repeatedly has warned that any move toward independence by Taiwan would lead to war. And PR's Rob Gifford is in Beijing. What's in this bill approved by the Taiwanese parliament, and why is it controversial?
Well, the bill put before the parliament yesterday was really divided into two sections. One bunch of clauses was to do with domestic issues within Taiwan, and another group of clauses was to do with issues across the Taiwan Straits and whether referenda would be allowed on these issues. Essentially, the group to do with domestic issues was passed, and the group of clauses to do with issues, referenda to do with China, was not passed. The sensitive issues, such as would a referendum be allowed to declare official independence from China, that's a hugely controversial issue for Beijing, that was not passed. However, one controversial clause was passed, which does allow for a referendum on independence in Taiwan if China attacks Taiwan. It's a very conditional clause, but Beijing is not very happy about that at all.
Well, what are they saying?
Well, the Chinese initially, I think the fact that the broad raft of proposals for referenda in Taiwan were defeated, I think was greeted with some relief in Beijing. But the official Chinese news agency Xinhua has just come out with a statement saying that it's gravely concerned by the whole referendum bill. And I think the worry in Beijing is that even though there's only one clause in this bill that allows for a referendum, and it's a very conditional clause, it's if China attacks Taiwan. The worry is that this is the sort of start of a slippery slope, that, well, you've got this one clause now, but months down the line or years down the line, they'll hold another vote. And perhaps in future, that might allow for another way in which a referendum could be held on that very, very sensitive issue of Taiwanese independence.
Presidential elections in Taiwan are scheduled for next March. What impact will yesterday's parliamentary vote have on that campaign?
Well, I think it throws it wide open. The incumbent president, Chen Shui-bian, many believe, had pushed for this vote yesterday in some ways in order to provoke China by maybe passing some of these controversial clauses about when you can hold a referendum. The thinking being, according to some analysts, that if China were provoked and fired some angry rhetoric or worse across the Taiwan Straits, then that would help Chen Shui-bian in his re-election campaign. Everyone would rally around and vote for him. That has now not happened, so that is being seen as a blow to the incumbent president. On the other hand, though, the opposition party, which could be seen to have benefited from yesterday, is not totally helped by it either, I don't believe, because now they've laid themselves open by defeating those controversial clauses to accusations that they are soft on China, that they caved into threats from Beijing earlier this week not to pass it. So I think the election campaign is wide open, and I think we're going to see an awful lot more of these controversial statements over the next few months.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing.